The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A couple of words about practicing this morning. There is a very significant interplay in practice between impermanence and stability. Whereas the tradition emphasizes a lot the insight into impermanence, the insight is supported by an inner sense of stability. Without some stability, it's actually impossible to really see deeply into the nature of the instability of this world. And so there's a variety of ways in which stability comes into the practice. One of them is through our confidence and a certain kind of healthy stillness, inner stillness perhaps, within which we allow things to happen. And I'm reminded of the analogy of a train, that if you're sitting in a train, the train might be hurling through the countryside to tremendous speed, but you could be sitting very quietly in the train and not even realize the train is moving because you're so involved in the conversation with someone or reading a book or doing something. Or you can be sitting at the train at a station and you look out the window. I've done this, and I thought my train was moving. But in fact, the train across the platform was the one moving out. But, you know, my reference point was the moving train, not the still platform. That sometimes when you're on the train, you don't really understand what's going on. But if you stand on the platform or outside in the countryside watching the train go by, not only do you see the speed of the train, see what's moving, but also you might discover how long the train is. When you're in your particular compartment, you might not realize how long it is. The practice, in a sense, is provide us with a kind of a platform from which to see the movements of our mind, the movements of our life that we live in, that are very hard to see if we're in the middle of it. And we misunderstand what goes on sometimes when we are always in our own train, and we don't even understand we're in a train sometimes because we're so caught up into the drama within the train. So it's very important to understand that in the practice we're trying to find a way to not be involved in the personal qualities of our life, the personal dramas of our life, the personal concerns of our life. They're all very important and to be respected, but we're trying to provide a different vantage point from which to see it, a vantage point which has some stability or stillness as part of it. So as you practice today, you might consider if there's some way that you could step off your train. And I know it's hard to do that, but to somehow kind of see, you know, that your thoughts, your feelings, your particular concerns that you have as you practice here are just trains that you're on, and you can't see very accurately if you're involved in your concerns, thinking about them, trying to solve them, trying to fantasize about them. But that coming back to your breath, coming back to your body, coming back to your steps as you do the walking is meant to help you take a step onto the platform or off the train, so that you're not so caught in it. And so you see what's going on, see all the movements of your mind, movements of your feelings, from a place of some kind of stillness or stability that is meaningful or helpful for this process. So if that makes some sense for you, you can maybe have that can be a reference point or a challenge for the day. And then maybe I'll pick up this theme a little bit for the talk at the end. I hope you enjoy your day here. Thank you.